Go ahead, Charlie.
Oh, geez. Here we are again. The Bellied Up Podcast. Hey, folks. I'm Charlie Behrens. And joining me today is Miles.
Mon pleasure.
You betcha guy is what I go by now.
Miles, you betcha guy. Have you officially changed your name in the state of North Dakota?
No, I have not.
Dude, how great would that be if you did that and it was on your license? Can you? I bet you can do that.
Well, you'd have to if that's what you change your name to legally.
Would you do that?
No, I wouldn't do that. I would be disrespecting my family heritage.
Well, just for like a month.
No.
You can change it back after that.
The process to do that.
Would be worth it.
It wouldn't be worth
it. Totally worth it.
Guys, as always, Charlie forgot that we are presented by Fleet Farm.
Fleet Farm.
We love it.
Yes, we do, Miles. Maybe, and I didn't forget.
Maybe Fleet Farm should add that to their repertoire is name changes. So then when it's even after, you know, like we get me, Anna and I get married, she goes to change her name. We go to the Fleet Farm. I get to browse while she gets to change the name. It's not a bad option.
Oh, have a name change station, kind of like how you go
do your passport at like the post office, you know?
Yeah. That's cool. You know, Fleet Farm, I wonder if they listen to this podcast. It's kind of like me staring out the window. Do you think Fleet Farm thinks about me as often as I think about
your hand on the window?
Yeah. Do you think they listen to this?
I'm sure. Maybe.
We'll find out after this episode.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. If Fleet Farm does not text us both, we love it.
Fleet Farm, if you're listening, send us each a pretty hefty package just so we know you're listening.
Yeah.
Like send us a care package
with
some sort.
With a new auger. Yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah. Just let us know if you're listening. That's the only way we'll know.
That's it.
I don't know if I can believe you if you just say you do.
Yeah. No.
So if that's the case, just send us a bunch of stuff.
And Mom, if you're listening, text me. I love you. Actually, my mom does that often. Dad, if you're listening.
Oh, yeah. You know what I love about this bar, Charlie? Not only the dollar bills in the ceiling, but behind us, we got the bowling alley.
Yes, we do. Do you roll, Miles?
I like to think that I could be a decent bowler. I just don't have time.
Yeah. Well, you got to make time. If you don't prioritize
bowling, you're telling me that I make more time than you ever do.
Dude, it's 2023. This is the year of me doing things I like. Yeah. I told you that.
You're
That's
doing
my
resolution. Stuff in 2023.
I'm doing stuff in 2023.
So is bowling on the docket?
Bowling's on the list. Do you know that I, at one point, was considering purchasing a bowling alley? Now, before you start thinking, oh, Charlie, that's pretty spendy, it was significantly cheaper than a home.
I believe that, because who wants to buy a bowling alley?
Well, that's what I figured out pretty quick into that.
You know, just the grease alone is going to put you through the floor,
I know.
You know?
And the basement fridge, like you opened it up, it was just mold. So anyway, I decided I couldn't. What I like about this bowling alley, Miles.
This bowling alley does not have that.
No, this bowling alley is amazing. They got two palm trees separating.
It's really an oasis out there.
It is an oasis.
You know what it reminds me of? If I've ever been to a bowling alley, that would be the closest thing to a Big Lebowski bowling alley. This is pretty close.
This has it. You know why? Because it's got that 70s. I'm going to go ahead and guess this is... Is it 70s? You think 70s was when this was?
Yeah,
it's
definitely not 80s.
50s or 70s.
60s or 70s for sure.
Okay.
Look at the little stand with the thing on there.
What stand with the thing?
Where you write down your score.
Oh, yeah.
That's
know what?
No, 60s, 70s.
There's no TVs either.
Yeah. Well, you got to keep score by hand the old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way.
Why you learned that in gym class growing up. Now, speaking of bowling and gym class, what kind of bowler are you, Charlie? Are you a silly goose? Are you a serious guy? Are you a spinner? Are you a straight roller? What is it?
All right. First of all, how many drinks have I had?
Three.
Okay. I'm a
silly. Oh, like hypothetically?
Yeah, hypothetically. No, today I'm at the workday. Today at the office, how many drinks have I had? Hypothetically bowling, how many drinks have I had?
Let's just say five or six.
Five or six drinks. Now I turn from a silly goose into a professional.
Most people, when they start, they're serious. Then they realize they suck and they've had a bunch of drinks. Then they start getting silly. You're saying you're the opposite.
I am the absolute opposite. And it's usually around beer four that I start throwing some serious coin down on the bowling alley floor. I'm talking $5-$10 a round. I'm gambling on this.
A round? So a every round. 10 frames, you bet, 5 to 10 bucks?
You bet your ass.
Holy shit, that is.
And I.
How are you even able to stay in business betting that kind of money?
Dude, did you not hear I was considering buying a bowling alley?
I know.
Then that you doesn't really happen when if you're a bad gambler.
Oh, yeah. It's not gambling if you're you bowling, right?
No, I'm betting on my skill. I was going to purchase a bowling alley solely off my bowling gambling winnings.
Well, it's similar to pull tab investing. It's investing. You weren't gambling.
No, I wasn't. Because I've got a pretty solid spin, a pretty solid 8-11 split shot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even end up in 8-11 situations. I usually just go, 9 or 10 pins down every single time. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you want to play around right here?
We will at some point. We got to do the podcast, though, Charlie. Right, remember.
That's true.
I'm definitely a guy who thinks that at any moment I could bowl 300. If you gave me 6 months of rolling, what are bowling balls made out of? Ivory?
You just said, what are they made out of? Urethane?
What do you know?
How do you know?
He's making it up.
No,
he like makes up a lot of stuff.
Can we give that Google? What are bowling balls
made out of?
And also, can we figure out what the pins are made out of?
I don't know what they're made out of.
Pins are wood?
Yeah. Urethane.
I think you said polyurethane. Yeah.
Urethane. No, what else is made out of urethane?
Skateboard wheels.
He knew that off the top of his head.
Hey, wow. Stop asking him questions.
What about rollerblade wheels? Same thing.
Same church, different fucking pew. Okay.
Okay. Hey, my mom might be listening.
You give me 6 months of rolling urethane, and I think that I could bowl 300.
God, that sounds so cool. That sounds so cool.
Rolling urethane sounds like you're doing drugs.
Dude, that's a shirt. That's a bellied up shirt. Rolling urethane.
Yep. Absolutely.
I think that's the next deal.
All right. We'll figure it out.
I hate it when I give a great idea and then you amuse me and we never end up doing the idea. This happens all the time. Oh, here we go. Bring those up, Miles. Bring those into the frame. Thank you very much. By the way, shout out to the Nook in St. Paul for letting us film here. This place is amazing. And so Miles, what he has here is this is the unfinished pin.
This is a plastic coated. So it's plastic coated wood.
Plastic coated wood. Ah, that's cool.
I love throwing urethane around.
You know what? You know how some people have a baseball bat in their trunk in case they ever get into a little a fight and they got to go kick some.
What are you in? Are you in? You know, a lot of people in the mob or what? Why?
I got a baseball bat in my trunk.
But. Like for smashing knees in, or just like if you got a couple chances to take some cuts at a park, you got some spare time. A
little bit of both.
Okay.
Anyways, all I'm saying is that a bowling pin might be, it's kind of hard. You got to be a strong guy and you got to have a good wingspan if you're going to get into a fight with something. We should probably not promote that, right, Miles? You should think about that before you promote violence on the Bellied Up podcast. Anyways. That's not a good idea, but rolling urethane, really good idea.
Yeah. You got to roll it before you. I'm rolling urethane and smoking pins, baby.
Do you know?
That's a great shirt, actually.
Rolling urethane and smoking pins?
Yeah. That's a good shirt, isn't it?
That's good. All right.
Yeah, it'll have a pin smoking a joint on there.
That's good. yeah.
And then it'll have two bowling balls. On either side of the pin. There'll be two bowling balls and a pin smoking a joint.
So it looks like a wiener. We're just getting
what?
Two bowling balls and
pin? No, it represents you and I rolling urethane and hitting a pin.
But you're putting two balls next to a phallic object.
Anyways, I don't think anyone will pick up on that.
I think let's see some designs on this. I think we're going to look at the design and be
And the top of the pin's going to be drooped over a little bit. I love bowling alleys. You know, it's just guys bowling being alleys. Dudes.
Yeah, just fellas being guys. Oh, well, look at this.
Well, Charlie, I think what we should do is we should take a break, then take some callers.
Okay.
Over the break, we're going to find each other a dollar bill again.
Yeah.
And then you'll have the next three callers to be able to work it in. So you don't have to work it in right away.
Okay. I like this. And if you forget to weave it in, it's a $10 fine to the other person.
Yep.
We're finding you. No, you got to drop.
You got to split. You put a 20 in and then you just free 10 bucks. You got to split any winnings with the other guy. How's that sound?
Wait, say it again.
Pull $20 bill into the pull tab.
Okay.
And then you got to split the winning with the other guy if you lose.
Got it. All right. I like that.
And before we leave, we are going to put up some dollar bills ourselves. So
absolutely. The wall giveth. And anyway,
that's it. We're just the wall giveth.
The wall giveth
to the wall.
Dollar bill. So right now we're picking dollar bills, some on a dollar bill that the other person has to say during the calls. All right, found mine. Oh, I got two good ones. Mike Oxlong. Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. You know, it's weird, Miles, that we're like getting up to walk around. You know, probably the best ones are sitting right in front of our noggins.
Probably.
Know? But you never.
Yeah, what if there's something better out there? You know.
Isn't it? You know, this is kind of
that's what life's all about.
It's you can't just have your head on a swivel all your life looking for the next best thing, or you'll never be happy.
Or you'll never realize that maybe the best thing was sitting right in front of you.
Miles, I was just sitting right in front of you. Are you trying to tell me something?
You're to my right.
Oh. You know, that's good. Keep laughing at your own jokes. Okay. See how that works out for you.
The dirtiest ones are definitely over by you, I think.
I mean, I just had a good one, and now I lost it, which sucks. Oh, that's awesome. All right, I found mine.
You got yours? Yeah. Give me a minute.
Oh, no. I don't like that laugh. All right, so yours, can you read it right back there? How are your eyes?
Where? Which one?
Right under some T one, some the dark sharpie right there. It says cut.
Yeah, there it is. Cut grass, eat ass.
Wait, no, it's eat bass, dude.
Oh. You definitely can't see the B though.
Yeah, I mean, you get bonus points if you say eat it. Now just to cut grass, eat bass.
All right,
okay?
I got yours. You ready? Come on over here.
I'm coming.
You're gonna like this one. I know you are. You live this all the time. Oh, here we go. You ready?
All right, what is it? All right. I love men. I love it.
I'm going to do it.
Charlie loves men.
I do love men.
But it can't be like a fellowship thing. It's got to be like
the rules.
No, I do. It's romantic. If you're going to make me say cut grass and eat ass, it has to be romantic. I love men.
Eat bass, Miles.
It has to be romantic. What's wrong with romantically loving men, Charlie?
There's nothing wrong with romantically loving men.
Sounds like you're pretty charged up about that. What's wrong with that?
Miles, I love men. Okay. Don't get me wrong. Okay. I am so fine saying this. I'm just fine. We got it. Cut grass, eat bass, and I love men. Which I do.
Romantically.
I mean, Miles, we'll figure it out. Okay. We'll figure it out. And you do not get to retroactively make rules here. Okay. Especially to a game I started.
Anyone knows anything about me is I move the goalposts a lot.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to move them back. All right, let's take some callers. Hey, welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who we got on the line?
Brad.
Brad, how
from
you doing?
Michigan.
Brad,
good,
from
how
Michigan.
Are you?
Where on the mitten are you, Brad?
Just north of Ann Arbor.
Oh, okay.
And Brighton.
Brighton, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right over there in Brighton. I know Brighton.
All right.
It's bright over there this time of year with the sun and the snow, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Got to have your sun goggles on.
It's bright a ton of the time there.
A ton. That would have been better.
A ton.
So what's cooking?
You guys are on it, though.
Yeah, we... Stop amusing us, Brad. Jeez Louise.
Brad, belly up to the bar, man. What's on your mind?
All right, so I am a construction worker, and I build houses all year round, all through the winter. And as you know, in the Midwest, it gets a little chilly outside.
Yep.
So, my question to you guys is, you know, and I wear a tool belt and all that. So it's a little difficult to move around when you got, you know, 4 or 5 layers on. So
when
my
you're trying
to
fit,
you
when
is,
you're trying to fit 3 inches through 6 inches a layer, it can be tough, you know?
I mean, that's the story of my life, boys. Story of my life. So I was just wondering if you guys had any suggestions as to, you know, like any sort of flexible type, you know, insulated pants. I have Carhartts. I have all that stuff, but it's just, you know, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Or should I just get a new job?
So you got bibs and stuff then is what you're saying already?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got bibs. I got the insulated Carhartt pants, but they're just so damn stiff.
Oh, well, that's because you just got them. That's because.
Well, I mean, mate, that could be true. That could be true.
I would suggest maybe wearing them around the house. Maybe wear them in the shower, loosen them up a little bit. Just live in
the shower, right?
Live and breathe in these things. Really get them broken in so that they are comfortable to move around in.
Yeah. And,
all right.
And Brad, that's what you want to do. That's step two. Okay. Step one is, do you ever get a baseball mitt as a kid? You ever get a fresh baseball mitt?
100%.
How'd you break that baseball mitt in?
You just keep throwing a ball into it as hard as you can.
Yeah, you do that. But have you ever taken a ball, put it in the mitt, wrap the mitt? Oh, someone keeps calling
here.
Yeah,
we got someone calling the bar.
Hang on, Brad.
Jake, he's right around the corner.
Oh, yeah. We got someone. Do you hear the telly on the horn?
I do.
Yeah.
Whoever they're calling for is not there.
We just found the phone.
Sorry.
We were playing hide and go seek with the phone here over at the Nook, which is a fantastic bar in St. Paul, Minnesota, if you've never been.
The reason why they're getting so many calls is they're just so busy.
So busy.
Yeah. So, Brad, anyway, the point is with the baseball glove is you put a ball in the glove, you wrap the glove with a rubber band, and then you put that under your mattress and you sleep on it. Have you ever done that?
Okay.
So, yeah,
I have not.
You're going to want to, you know, buy some prosthetic legs.
Yep.
You're going to want to put those in your bibs.
No, hang on. You don't buy prosthetic legs. Someone needs those. You go steal a mannequin from the TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
Okay.
And well, then, and Herberger's has got to be.
There is one right around the corner.
Yeah,
good.
Herberger's has got to be already out of business, and they're selling stuff on Facebook Marketplace, all their mannequins and stuff. So
you can find a mannequin. So you get that mannequin. You dress it up in your slacks here. You know, your lined bibs. You pick up your mattress, shove that mannequin under the mattress, and you sleep on that mannequin for a few weeks. And then by the end of those few weeks, your back's going to be hurting so bad you won't care about how stretchy your pants are, okay? I'll fix it right up right there. Glad we could help you here on the Bellied Up Podcast,
that
Brad.
That is just sound
absolutely
advice, Charlie.
Best advice yet, boys.
I think the next best advice is probably just get a flask, maybe get a little nipper that you put in your bibs, and then that just keeps you warm from the inside out.
That's another option.
A little whiskey blanket for you all day long.
I like that one too. Yeah, I like that idea.
It's kind of like micro dosing that people do for drugs, but just micro dose some whiskey just enough to keep you functioning, working, but also to keep you warm.
Perfect.
And that's what I tell my old ball and chain is, you're having another beer? It's like, no, I'm just micro-dosing.
I'm micro-dosing.
Yeah,
just trying to stay warm.
It's what they're doing in Silicon Valley these days. They micro-dose. So, you know, they can do it in Silicon Valley. We can do it out here.
Absolutely.
Well, that's good. I think we really helped you out today, Brad. What do you think?
I agree. I couldn't agree more, boys.
I
appreciate it.
Brad, I appreciate you. And Miles, this is why I love men. You know, they come, they call up the podcast.
Hold on. You love men?
I do. I absolutely.
Like romantically or?
I don't personally swing that way, but I love it when people do. I love it when men do because I love men. I love whatever orientation they are. I don't care. I just love men. But I love it when men call this podcast. I love women too. Don't get me wrong, but I really love it when men call this podcast, Brad, and they have a very interesting question that, you know, us guys, us men can just sit around and we can chit chat about. and come up with not just one, but three solutions. And when three men put their noggins three together, men. Good Lord, we just get some good solutions.
Put all of our heads together.
Come up with the best solution.
Yeah, fires me up, Brad.
Put our heads together.
Well, I'm glad.
Get the juices flowing.
Get the juices flowing. By the way, Brad, did you know they got troughs at the...
And you know what? It can be pretty hard to come up with a solution. But
Brad, do you like peeing in a trough or a urinal?
Well, back in the day at the old Joe Louis Arena,
yep.
When I was a kid, that's all it was trough.
All right, now Brad,
everyone gets their own personal toilet, and it just seems a little too classy.
Yeah, you know? It is a little too classy. Now, Brad, when you walked up to that trough as a young whippersnapper, did you ever were you comfortable, or did you get up and not be able to pee because you were too nervous?
What a highly personal question.
I never had a problem.
Never had stage fright. Wow.
So he loves men as well, Charlie.
He's comfortable around men of all shapes and sizes, you know? Miles, your turn. Brad, are you curious if Miles has stage fright at a trough situation?
At this point, I absolutely am.
Yeah. I haven't had any trouble performing, if that's what you're wondering. In any scenario.
Guys, I'm going to be vulnerable with
both. In any scenario.
I'm going to be vulnerable with both of you right now.
Okay.
I have.
I'm ready.
I have.
Okay.
I've been the guy who's walked up to a trough, sat there, pretended like I pissed. Everybody at the trough knew I was a liar, and I pretend to shake it out.
I was going to say, did you happen to do the... Oh God, it's hard to find in here. I'm still looking for it.
I was
standing there a little while.
No, I was sit there. I hung it, and I was hung out dry. Not hung out.
Is that why they say that phrase? Is he left it out?
left it out to dry.
I think that's why they say that.
Probably why.
Yeah,
comes from the old trough days. Anyway, Brad, I'm really glad you called in. I think
Brad,
we all.
What kind of construction you do? Charlie keeps trying to. He wants to glow. Go ahead.
I frame houses. I'm a framer.
Okay, so you got the easy work up there, and you're out of the mud. You're out of the elements. Once you get the walls up, you know.
Oh, wow.
Once the walls are up, the wind kind of dies down a little bit up until that point, though.
It can be a little chilly-willy up there, but...
It doesn't get real bad until about February, though.
So do you get mad at the old concrete guys if they don't put the anchor bolts in straight?
Yeah, but most of the time they do all right.
Okay, well, that's good. It's good that you got yourself a good concrete guy, because... You know, everyone should have a good concrete guy on their speed dial. That's one of my life mottos.
Put that on a t-shirt.
No.
Put that on a t-shirt.
What was that?
I do like your new the new construction shirts that you guys have. Oh. That's basically my life.
Well, there we go.
You know, another couple days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aren't those cool, Brad?
Looks good for my house. Good enough for who it's for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those are cool.
The problem is, though, Brad, in your scenario, the whole house is going to tip over if you don't have those things square. That's true. The rest,
getting them square is a big part of it.
Yeah, that's your life, is just putting together squares. Well,
yeah.
Brad, have you seen my I Survived the Midwest Goodbye shirt yet?
I have.
Pretty cool, right?
I dig it. I'm into it.
Yeah. Did you buy one or no?
I have not, no.
Oh. Did you buy one of Miles' construction shirts?
I have not, but you know what? Maybe I'll just do a twofer right when we get off the phone and order them both.
Oh. You don't have to pretend to want Charlie's shirts.
You know what?
It will be fine.
You know what, Brad? If you shoot us a message, we'll both send you one for free for coming on the show today.
I'll send you two.
I'll send you three.
I'll send you everything we got. I'll send you everything we got.
All right.
Brad, we're just
I'll even include Charlie Barron's credit card number, social security information, so you can really go buck wild.
Perfect.
Oh, sorry. That's your new cord, Miles.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate you calling in.
Thank you guys for answering. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
been looking forward to giving you guys a call, and I finally caught your video about posting the time. So figured I'd take advantage and hop on.
I love it, my guy.
Have a good one, man.
It's been a pleasure, boys.
Talk
to you guys
too. All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah, Brad's a good guy.
Tell you what, though, that is a problem. And, you know, you're working in the cold weather, and it's more so for me, it was not so much the leg movement because I wasn't doing shit anyways.
Yeah.
It's more so about when you got the big Kinko gloves on and you try and reach in and get nails out of your tool bag and then everything. It's a whole thing. So I thought he was going to go that direction, but it sounds like he just needs to break in his bibs.
I mean, and we gave him a lot of good advice.
But you, hey, you're winning so far.
Yeah, I am.
You really got the I love men out of the way.
I really did. Now my head is clear. It's like I just took a wicked piss. I'm feeling good now. I'm a whole new man.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I still got mine weighing on me.
Yeah. Do you remember yours?
Cutting grass and eating bass, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's take another call. Hello. Who do we got on the line?
This is Robert.
Robert. How you doing, guy? Where are you calling from?
Washington State.
Okay, ooh. Over there on the West Coast.
Don't you know?
Oh, yeah. We do know now. We do know now.
What are you up to today?
Oh, just working away.
Where do you work?
I am currently working on some condominiums.
You're a condo guy, huh?
Yeah, I do the pipe insulation.
Oh, okay. All right.
What do you love about insulation?
This guy lays pipe.
I don't lay it, I wrap it.
Yeah, this guy likes wrapping pipe.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Oh, good stuff.
Well, why don't you belly up to the bar with us? Tell us what's going on.
Well, I was calling you guys today. I had a little bit of a bone with the Fleet Farm.
You got a little what? Bone to pick with the Fleet Farm?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, hey.
Well, welcome to the Fleet Farm complaint sponsored. Hotline.
Fleet Farm sponsored Fleet Farm
hotline. We're the complaint hotline here.
Hey there, welcome to the Fleet Farm complaint hotline. How can we take your call?
Well, I went down to Missouri back in June, and we ended up taking the northern route through Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, cutting through there. And on our second day after spending the night in St. Cloud, we were stopped at the Fleet Farm in Fargo because you guys were making videos of it. And I was like, I got to stop.
Yeah.
I got to stop.
Miles' hometown.
That's my home farm, home Fleet Farm.
Fleet Farm.
So it sounds like you've had a great experience so far. What's
so
the complaint?
Well, even in this little small towns I live in, you know, even the hardware stores got hats. I couldn't find a Fleet Farm hat for a memento.
You know why? Because they flew off the shelf so fast.
Flying off
I
the
know.
Shelf.
Well, you know, and I bought merch off your guys' stuff, so.
Ours wasn't sold out.
No, I mean, The only thing that I was able to get for Fleet Farm was Charlie's shirt, you know, meet you at the Fleet Farm.
Wait, that was the only thing? Oh, the only thing that said Fleet Farm on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how do you like that shirt?
Oh, it works pretty good. I like it. It's orange, so I wear it on the job site all the time.
Nice. Nice. I love that. I love that.
But yeah. No, yeah. No. And then I had some... a question, a little bit of advice there from you guys.
Okay, let's hear it.
So me and my wife are thinking about moving out to the Midwest there. We were thinking in the North End. It's really expensive to live out here, and I just want to move somewhere better.
You sound like you got a good head on your shoulders. I'll tell you that.
Did you like how he said that too? He was like, it's just really expensive out here, and I want to move somewhere. And he was going to say cheaper, but he was like, better. I like that.
Well, it was better. Like, honestly, we, you know, after being in the Midwest, you know, we came home and lady in line was real rude at the grocery store. I just looked at my wife and was like, can we just go back?
Yes.
And everyone's got a moment. Everyone's got a moment where maybe they were led astray. They headed west. They headed east. They headed south. And they look and go, hey, I want to go back to the land where they cut grass and eat bass.
Right?
That's what happens. It hits you right between the eyes, and that's what you go. I'm going back to the land where they cut grass and eat bass, baby.
Cut grass.
And you had that moment, didn't you?
Well played.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. Well, you know, my best friend of over 15 years moved down to Missouri, and I like the Midwest and all, but I'm not moving to Missouri. That is way too hot. Oh,
there's a reason why they call it misery. You know, it's humid down there too long.
Well, you guys can't talk smack about Missouri now. You can't talk smack.
I can.
Smack.
I've been there a bunch. I can absolutely do that.
Well,
I'm right. Yeah, like, no, it's beautiful.
Just because they're a sibling doesn't mean you don't give them crap, you know?
I suppose.
Right.
I suppose. It's in Missouri. It's not the heat, it's the humidity. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah. Like, we were there. It was like 110 degrees with that 95% humidity.
Oh,
it was
wow.
Gross.
Swamp ass. Jeez.
Oh,
please.
Tell me about it. You know, I'd rather be, you know, 2 weeks of straight rain here and being soaking wet than being swampy.
Yeah. So when you're thinking of going to a northern spot in the Midwest. You have any?
Well, because Washington, you know, we don't really get a whole lot of hot weather, so we're pretty cold blooded up here.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what, you got an eye on a state right now?
I was thinking like Wisconsin.
That's a good move right there.
There's one of the bigger reasons
is I want to be near one of the lakes.
Yeah.
I was just trying to figure out where, because, you know, I'm in construction and whatnot. So I was like, what city's really kind of booming, you know?
I'm really glad you asked. I'll give you just a couple off the top of the dome here. Okay. Lake Winnebago is fantastic. Fantastic big body of water, multi-species action. Okay, you can go walleyes, perch, northern.
I love walleye.
Yeah, catfish, you know, and they got it's a, go ahead.
Bass.
They do have bass.
Yeah.
Crappies. You know, they got
salmon, though.
Burbot, you know, that no salmon, but you can just go over to one of the big lakes or the big lake, Lake Michigan or Green Bay, and you can get yourself some salmon.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, the alewives came in back in the 80s, you know, and they had an alewife die off. And that was because they opened up the St. Lawrence Seaway. So they had these invasive species in. Well, then they brought the salmon in to eat the alewives. OK, and when they did that, they thereby opened up the sport fishing industry and sort of revitalized the Great Lakes. Now, since then, the zebra mussels have come in and kind of messed with that ecosystem a little bit. But we can get to that in a different podcast. But I do want to say, specifically that if you're looking for that kind of fishing action, Lake Winnebago has a lot of cities with a lot of different, you know, construction jobs in that area, the Fox Valley. You can go Appleton, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, a bunch of different spots. Nina, Menasha, the real twin cities, Nina and Menasha. I should not say that in St. Paul. Jeez Louise. But I would say Lake Winnebago is a good place to start for you off the top of the dome.
Okay. And then, I was going to say, we got walleye out here in Washington too. They're delicious.
Oh, they're good eaters.
We just had a walleye sandwich today.
That's true. Miles and I just had a walleye sandwich over at the Nook. Yeah. It's real good.
Just bread it, deep fry it, call it done.
Oh,
Bada boom, bada bang.
They deep fried this one. Yeah.
I think the biggest one I caught around here is probably about 22 pounds.
So,
measuring it in pounds.
Out here we measure our fish in pounds.
Uh-huh.
So how big was it really?
We don't care how long it is. How big is it?
Really? That's interesting. Now, is that a West Coast thing? I'm trying to figure out where.
Yeah. Well, we're in the Pacific Northwest, right? Yeah. So up here, I know for sure we like to measure our fish in pounds. You know, you got limits on how big or how small, but how heavy is it? That's where the fillets are.
Come on, a 22 pound walleye.
You gotta remember, it's probably more like 16 pounds, but he's just telling us.
Oh no!
That's right.
Yeah.
Can you just tell me inches, just so I can wrap my head around this somehow? Do you have a general idea how many inches this sucker?
About 24.
A 24-inch walleye was.
Yeah, they grow big. Same thing, we have a brute fish. It's like a big trout called a triploid out here. And you can get salmon-sized fillets out of a trout.
Shut up.
Is that not a lake trout?
No, these are even the walleye are in the river and the reservoirs out here in the Columbia River.
They're that big.
Yeah. Well, it's a huge river.
Listen, before you move, we're doing a fishing trip out there, okay? Miles and I are coming, all right?
I'll bring the booze. Right.
Yeah. That is a nice sized walleye right there.
Oh yeah, and I know just the guide for it. One of my buddies is a guide. He showed us the spot.
Now, were you fly fishing for him, or were you?
No. We were just trolling for the walleye up and down the river.
Huh? You're trolling in the river,
huh?
Trolling. Yeah.
Well, you got to remember that our river out here. You know, we got big canyon walls, so our rivers go deeper. They don't go wider much.
Oh.
So, the best time out here is like February, March. You catch your walleye.
You know, that's actually a good metaphor for life too. You go too wide, spread yourself too thin, then you're not going to have much walleye fishing in there.
Well,
you know, you want to go deep and you want to go narrow. You want to specialize and really take care of something. You're going to be pulling up 22-pound walleyes.
Yeah.
It's a great metaphor for life.
Speaking of which, Lake Winnebago is a very shallow lake, so you should probably know that going in.
We were looking at Wisconsin because of the Great Lakes, because my wife grew up on the coast out here, on the Pacific coast.
Well, come. She
literally walk across the street and she was at the beach.
Wow.
Well, just so you know, you're walking into
big bodies.
Just so you know, you're walking into a different kind of salt life in Wisconsin, just so you know.
Yeah.
I grew up in the mountains, like maybe about half an hour from Mount Rainier, so...
Well,
I grew up in the mountains. She grew up on the ocean.
You're familiar with the salt on the roads then. Well, you know, it's you guys have spent enough time on the West Coast. Come on out to the West Coast of Lake Michigan, okay?
My 2 feet of snow is just melting right now. We had a snowstorm come through. I've got 2 feet of snow at my house.
Well, you're prepared. You are prepared for the Midwest then in many ways.
All right. Well, we're going to kick you off with the Midwest. If you're going to move back, we're gonna send we're gonna send you a couple Fleet Farm hats. How's that sound?
That'd be awesome.
So we're gonna have our guy hit you up, get an address from you, and we'll send you some Fleet Farm gear, that you can rock it and sport it until you move back to the Midwest, man, or move to the Midwest. How's that sound?
That sounds pretty sweet, guys.
Hell yeah, man. Well, we appreciate you calling in.
I love listening to you guys. You guys are awesome.
Can't wait for you to move to Wisconsin. We'll see you soon out here, okay?
All right, bud.
All right.
Have a good one.
I know.
Well, we're even, Charles.
That was well played.
Thanks.
And now that I think about it, that could be a t-shirt.
Cutting grass and eating bass.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the next shirt.
That is the next shirt. I think
we got rolling urethane, smoking pins, and... We just do and shirts.
Yeah.
Rolling urethane, smoking pins, and cutting grass and eating bass.
Yeah. Dude, I think another good shirt would be just like lay out your favorite dollars like this on a shirt, and it's just all dollars with stuff written on it.
Yeah. Dollar bill.
Is that a good shirt idea or no?
It's...
No.
It is. You'd have to do it right. You'd have to do
obviously.
All right, we're going to take another call.
I'm just spitting gold.
I was so nervous that
it is the balloon pop event. The first 300 customers.
I remember this last year.
Do you?
Whenever they did it at another point, too.
At the Fleet Farm?
Yes. It's a great event.
Were you one of the first 300 customers to save?
No, I slept in way too long.
Miles.
It's not about me, though. It's not my fault.
You got
it. I was busy up late promoting Fleet Farm on podcasts, I'm sure.
Well, you were doing the Lord's work at least. But this year, you should really try to get there and get up early because you can shop, then pop, baby.
Explain what it means, Charlie.
All right. So ranging from 10% to 100%. One lucky winner.
Off your entire purchase.
Is it Miles? Are you going to do the ad read or should I? Jeez, we're in a fight already.
Go ahead.
We need that couple's therapist,
Miles. I just love this event.
All right. One lucky winner is going to get 100% off their entire purchase. Here's how you play. As you enter the store, get a ticket. Fill your cart. Give the ticket to the cashier at checkout. Pop a balloon. That was my pop sound effect. There you go. That's better. And save on your whole cart. It's this Saturday only, February 4th. Plus, not only the Saturday event, but great deals will be happening all week long. So get to the Fleet Farm. Pop till you drop, baby.
Fleet Farm. We love it.
Better.
Fleet Farm. We pop it.
Nice.
You did do better on the end there. Good job.
Yeah.
February 4th. Charlie, I know this is going to be tough for you. Valentine's Day is almost here.
Yeah, Miles, is it?
Yeah, so I'll take the lead on this
okay,
one.
Okay, yeah, why don't you go for it, okay?
You know what, guys? If you're not Charlie, Valentine's Day is almost here. And don't get your significant other diamonds or flowers. Get them some Tippy Cow. That's what they really want. They want the gift of a buzz. And, I mean, you could also probably get them some strawberries. So you buy the chocolate shake flavor, mix it with strawberries. It's like the erotic experience of feeding chocolate-covered strawberries to your significant other.
Jeez.
Just letting you know that people do that.
That's what people do,
Day.
Huh?
Yeah.
Maybe one day I'll find out. All right. Let's take some callers.
Get some Tippy Cow, and hopefully your Valentine's Day goes smooth. Just like Tippy Cow is smooth. Smurl.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Who's this?
This is Scott from Greenville, South Carolina.
Scott from Greenville, South Carolina. No way, Scott. I used to live in Greenville, South Carolina.
I know. I've heard it on previous podcasts.
Have I said that before?
I don't know. You say a lot of stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. Where do you live? What street are you on over there?
I'm Greenville, Jason Malden.
What?
So I'm off Butler and Malden.
Oh, okay. I forget where that is.
Charlie used his GPS to go everywhere when he lived there, so.
No, I.
Oh, so do I.
See?
So why don't you belly up to the bar? Tell us what's on your mind. What do you got going on, Scott?
Yeah, so I actually moved down to South Carolina back in April, and I'm planning on moving back to the Midwest in January, and I'm trying to figure out where I want to move to, because I moved from Illinois and I don't want to deal with the Midwest winters, but I like the Midwest.
Okay.
So wow, I'm trying to figure out where to move back to.
Missouri? Missouri is warm. It's a little swampy down there, but it's warm.
There's a reason why they call it misery, am I right?
It's funny you're calling, Scott, with this question, because we just had another fella from the West Coast call in saying he wanted to go to the Midwest, but he wanted to be cold, or at least colder than Missouri.
Oh, he doesn't know what cold is.
Well, yeah, he's from the mountains of Washington, so I agree with you. You get that warmth up there in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
It's colder here. So do you have anything off the top of the dome where you're like, oh, this might be a good place?
I'm thinking maybe either Missouri, Iowa, or maybe kind of southern area of Indiana, because coming from Illinois is just too expensive these days. So maybe not Illinois, but kind of southern Midwest area.
What kind of, you know, lifestyle you looking to live? Is it small town vibes? Is it suburbs? Is it city life? What are you looking for?
Well, I do a lot of photography. Like, actually, not sure if you know the town Cedarburg, Wisconsin, about 20 minutes north of Milwaukee.
Oh, I know Cedarburg. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. So beautiful.
A river runs through this town, Miles. It's gorgeous. And they got a brewery right on the river. And they got a nice winery there, too, which I think. But a cute little downtown, Miles. We got to go sometime, you and I.
We'll go.
It's just north of Milwaukee, just about 20 minutes, quick car ride, fly.
So what's the city name?
Cedarburg.
How big is Cedarburg?
Cedarburg, it's about, I want to say 5'8". It's about 1/8 of a Milwaukee.
Well, how big is Milwaukee then?
Well, Milwaukee's about 8 Cedarburgs.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Got it. Okay.
So, Cedarburg.
So he's looking for relatively small, but not like 200 people.
Right. But if he wants a big city.
I'd like a scenic area, but not like basically abandoned.
You want it to be scenic by way, not necessarily so scenic that everyone left.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I think you got a really good shot there with Cedarburg. And yeah, you're a photographer, you said, huh?
Yeah, Cedarburg's just too cold, though, because I've taken pictures at that bridge in every season. And back in February, I went up and it snowed 8 inches. And so I was up there digging out the spot that I would take photos from in about -5 degrees. And I actually had to come back the next day because I was too cold and I couldn't feel my fingers.
All right. You know what we call that in the Midwest? We call that just another Tuesday in January. So yeah maybe not the best spot for you.
I mean,
what do you take photos of?
Well, I mean, I've been doing more concert photography recently. Kind of for fun, I'll go around town, like small towns, and take pictures. But more for work, I like doing concerts, various events, sports, stuff like that.
What's the craziest concert you've done photography at?
I wouldn't necessarily call it crazy, but the Winter Jam tour, I think it was at the Allstate Arena in Illinois a few years ago.
And who was playing?
KB, Andy Mineo, Skillet, Red. I don't remember if Disciple was there. It's more of a Christian tour.
Gotcha.
Christian tour. I was lost on that. I don't listen to a ton of Christian music
myself.
More of a
breathy vocals guy is what you're saying.
Sorry?
Breathy vocals. Christian music's got a lot of breathy vocals.
That's more the old school stuff. You listen to Disciple and Red. That's more like the heavy metal. Think more along the lines of Metallica and stuff like that. Like they're more aggressive like that.
Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. So
different breath, same songs.
Different church, same pew. If there was ever time to say different church, same pew, Miles. Jeez, Louise.
No, same church, different pew.
Oh, same church, different pew.
That would have been the time. You're right. Damn it.
You can't. Oh, now you're saying damn it. We're talking about a religion thing, Miles. God, you're going to confession.
All right.
So what, you know, I do have to say this. You want to come to the Midwest, but you're saying that the cold is problematic. You got to remember that the cold is like, you know, the thing that that kills off the tourists a little bit. You know, that's what keeps the roads.
It also keeps everything clean.
Yeah.
If you've been to L.A., you know, all the streets are kind of dirty and gross because it never snows. Nothing ever freezes over and washes away and cleans itself.
It's true. It's a self-cleaning system that we have here in the Midwest. And you got to take the good with the bad, you know.
I mean, come on. I've read, well, rather listened to your book probably 6 or 7 times. And even you say, like, the Midwest is the place to be for summer, but be anywhere else in winter.
I know. I said that.
So timeout. I got a few things to unpack here.
Yeah.
I never thought I would hear that phrase uttered.
What?
That I've listened to Charlie's Barron's audiobook 6 or 7 times. I never thought I'd hear that phrase.
You know, I gave Miles a signed copy of the book. He hasn't cracked it open once. He's maybe thumped.
I did
pictures.
Crack it open when I was on the pot the other day my crack was open.
Oh, that should be.
Well, yeah, I was visiting my dad a couple months ago, and I had to make sure that while I was visiting him for a week, I played the entire podcast or the entire audiobook for him while we were driving around.
Did he like it?
Oh, he was annoyed because he's lived in the Midwest his majority of his life. And he was like, I've always known these were things, but I never knew they had names. Like, I knew what Midwest Nice was, but I never knew there was a name for it.
Oh, look at that. See, he learned something new every day.
And you pissed him off because he's like, I'm an old dog. I don't need new tricks.
You know what? I think we should send you one of the updated versions of the Midwest Survival Guide, which has all these great poll quotes on the back of the book. One is from Miles. I cracked it open when my crack was open.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you for listening to that book. Really appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, I love the book. It's hilarious.
Yeah. So
before we move on from that, if you had one complaint, it probably would be that it's a little long.
No, it's not not too long. Come on.
Why did your voice get high?
Your voice got high.
Scott, you need a better poker voice.
Hold on. It's too long. Why would I listen to it seven times?
See,
it's because
Miles,
not long enough.
Oh, it's not long enough, Miles.
Okay, well, again, never thought I'd heard anyone say that.
Scott, you're a believer. I appreciate you. I appreciate
Was it a little long? No. No, it wasn't long.
Oh, that's not what he sounded like, Miles. You're putting tone in his mouth right now, okay? And I don't appreciate it.
I do so much driving. So I first found the Belly Dub podcast when I was in Illinois a couple months ago, and I was driving back to South Carolina, and I just got to South Carolina as I was listening to someone else say that they drove from like Wisconsin to Nashville and only got through half your podcast. At the time, there were 15 episodes out. I got through 13 from Chicago to Greenville.
Oh my gosh. Scott, you are a super fan. We appreciate that. Hey, you know what? I'll send you a signed copy of the book for all your listening or your multi-listening action on that.
Your active ears on our podcast.
Yeah, really appreciate you. And
I love it.
Why are you driving so much through Illinois? Did I miss that part or did he not say that?
I was visiting family and I was because work in Greenville, like we were off for a couple weeks for construction. So I decided to visit family in Illinois. And I mean, I'm from the Midwest. We don't fly, we drive.
Yeah. Yeah. That is perfect. Yeah. If it's drivable, you're going to do it. I like that.
Yeah. It's only 12 hours.
I like that. Do we help you find a place here, Scott? Are you still looking for a warmer?
I just value the winter so much because it's just like I said. Makes the summer that much better, whatever. So it's hard for me to pick a spot that's, you know, has a lot less winter.
Yeah. You
know? Yeah. I mean, Missouri isn't too bad. I mean, it's not too bad.
Scott, I'll tell you this. You can handle Cedarburg. You're going to like Cedarburg. And the problem is not is that it's too cold. The problem is that your coat is not big enough. Your big coat isn't big enough. So you get into Wisconsin, you stop at the Fleet Farm in Germantown on your way up to Cedarburg. You get yourself a big coat from the Fleet Farm, and then you're going to be cooking with gas the rest of the winter, guy. I'll tell you that right now.
Sounds good.
All right. Perfect.
All right, man. Well, this has been good.
Yeah.
Good luck at future concerts. Snap those pics, as they would say.
Hey, if you guys ever need a photographer at one of your comedy shows, give me a call.
That's actually, you know, we've been talking about taking the Bellied Up podcast on the road, you know, where Miles is nodding his head a little. Like I said, we were still thinking about that, Charlie. But, you know, if we do that, Scott, we'll have to get you to be the photographer for it. Okay, that'd be great.
Sounds awesome.
Hell yeah, man. Well, thanks for calling in and thanks for listening to all the episodes and Charlie's book a bunch of times. It's really good to see someone finally listening to that book.
Hey, Miles, if you come out with a book, I'll give it a listen.
I tell you what, my book's going to be mostly pictures and about 1/8 the size. So you'll be able to listen to it 20 to 30 times.
Sounds good.
All right.
Hell yeah, man. Good to meet you and have a good one.
Watch for deer, Scott.
Watch out for deer.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
What a good guy.
Great guy. Great guy. Really is.
So I'm right, though, in saying that the Christian music's very breathy, right?
Well,
our God, isn't some God he reigns. Why can't they just say, you know, our
Miles,
God?
I don't know. The only Christian music I listen to is,
and we will raise you up on eagle's wings. Da, 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 da. Make you to shine like the sun and hold you in the palm of yours.
Our moms are both listening to this.
No, my mom's shedding a tear. She's like, wow, what a good Catholic boy. Knows most of the words.
Knows most of the words. She's like, that's more than I know.
Oh, let's take another call.
All right.
Oh,
we're done.
No, we're done. That's it.
We've just had having so much fun on this. Jeez Louise.
That's honestly a great way to end the episode.
That is.
All right, we're going to do the slow fade out here. We're going to sing it one more time, Charlie. Guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast. I think by now we probably should have some more merch on the site by the time this comes out. So just go to the website, oyoubetcha.com, look for the merch. Go buy Charlie's I Survived the Midwest Goodbye at mandwalkminute.com.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, and we'll see you in the next one.
Tip your bartender.
Tip your bartender.
And I will raise you up on eagle's wings. Make you to shine like the sun.